Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California. My guest this week is Nick Peters of the band Pilgrims of Stoke. The Pilgrims of Stoke are a collection of singer-songwriters who share roots going back 30 years. Founding guitarist Nick Peters launched the idea to attract professional and semi-professional musicians who aren't in it for the money, but for the joy of being there for the music. You can see the Pilgrims of Stoke on the Coastside Saturday, September 6th at the Alpaca Barn and Soundstage in Monterra, the brainchild of Kenny Hibbetts and producer Rich Pearsall. Let's give a warm welcome now to Nick Peters.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good, good, good. It's so great to meet you. Of course, the first and most obvious question, I've never had Pilgrims of Stoke on my carousel show yet. Where did you guys get the band name?
It's not a band name, it's a mission statement. So we invite ourselves and our audience to go on a pilgrimage looking for Stoke. And I grew up in Southern California. I'm the founder of the band. Anytime a band and the audience enters what I call the listening space, which is a very respectful place where anything can happen, just like in surfing culture, you find yourself full of energy and full of higher vibrations, so to speak, and we just call that Stoke. My British fans look at me and go, what the heck? That town is horrible. But the Californians all get it. It's kind of a silly name, but it kind of works for what we're doing.
Tell us about the kind of music you grew up with in Southern California. I see on your website here, you grew up in the San Clemente area. I bounced between Half Moon Bay and Carlsbad here in SoCal all the time, homes in both. Do you still have a life down here?
Yeah, actually, last weekend I played in Ojai at the Naturalist with Tony Calife, a fellow pilgrim of 30 years. Then we played in San Clemente at my sister's house for her 20th, and then we played in San Diego, actually last Saturday, at a local neighborhood festival. But growing up down there, I listened to tons of Led Zeppelin, of course. Jimi Hendrix was a huge influence, still is to this day. And then after arriving up north here in Palo Alto, Stanford in 91, up here found the Grateful Dead along the lines of the Garcia Grisman project, the David Grisman, Jerry Garcia acoustic album. And so the rest became history for me. Now the projects that I do, we try to actually live by some of those credos, which is to take things a little bit further.
Now you're coming to the Alpaca Barn and Soundstage in Monterra. We'll talk about that right after we play your first song today. And we're going to go in order of release of these. This is from the Listening Space in 2016. It's called Drink the Girl. Tell us about that song.
It's based on a riff that I lifted from my guitar teacher, Chris Rosbach, who I started studying with along with Tony Calife about 94, 95. And it's got some nods to Eric Burden and War lyrically. And Celso Alberti, who's on all of our records, is the drummer. And just check it out. The drumming on this is spectacular. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here's Drink the Girl. It's Coastside Carousel with Nick Peters on KHMB and the Pilgrims of Stoke.
I was out drinking music just the other day with the muse to show where have all my heroes gone. Have they gone away? The world seems a little poor. Well, she looked at me and smiled and laid her hands upon my thigh. Don't you worry, little boy. You got this sign, goodbye. Did you spill the wine? Did you spill the wine? Did you spill the wine?
Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB, and this is Coast Side Carousel, the show by and for local musicians and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. And with me today is Nick Peters of Pilgrims of Stoke, the founding member. You can see them on Saturday, September 6th at the Alpaca Barn and Soundstage in Montera, the brainchild of Kenny Hibbets and producer Rich Pearsall. By the way, Nick, how did you hook up with those guys? I mean, they're my musical brothers, and I hadn't heard you guys before today, so I'm very excited to see you.
Fantastic. We hooked up with Kenny Hibbets, actually, it turns out, through John Lester, who's our touring bass player, and he's on the first album. He's an old friend. I met him in 96 working on an album with Tony Khalife, who's also a pilgrim.
So you've never played the Alpaca Barn yet?
Never played it, but I've been there several times, seen some great shows recently, Mark Coran and Taya Gherkin, and of course, John Lester. So Kenny and Rich are really cool people, the whole family, and there's actually alpacas there.
All right, Nick, let's go into another song from your second album, and this album is called The Circle. By the way, you can find all this music on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Amazon Music, and even pilgrimsofstoke.com, where everything is there, even some YouTube videos. And Nick, you get really granular. I want to talk about the song No Foundation and the Salty Saints, as you call them in Southern California. Talk about that song.
Oh, well, fantastic. You paid attention to the lyrics. So No Foundation is based on a concept where a lot of us in the Western world and throughout the world actually have worldviews that are not self-consistent. And so you'll have people that have various mythologies, various belief systems that don't accord with science, if they stick with science as their primary or vice versa. And so all of us in our own ways are standing on foundations that are a little bit movable. And all of us have some mystery and doubt in our lives. But the Salty Saints and all that is, it's a kind of an homage also to the Southern California. So there's talk of the prodigal son, and the Salty Saints, for instance, is San Clemente, San Onofre, also reference to Salt Creek, one of the best shortboarder shredder places, Trestles, all these places.
Let's hear it now, Nick. This is called No Foundation from your second album, The Circle, in 2020. It's the Pilgrims of Stoke on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
No foundation, only flow. Offshore breeze is pushing me home. Where the redwood shingles are fading to the gray. What we could hear, they could say. Salty saints, tanned and wild, in different ways, and the prodigal child. Humble steps, water and stone, on no foundation. Sliding through this golden age, hope we don't slip off the page. Now just because we ain't lost doesn't mean we ain't a goner. We could melt a lot of frost. Before Mama knows what's upon her, sliding through this golden age, sliding through this golden age.
This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local musicians and the Bay Area bands who come here to play live on community radio for the Coastside KHMB. We're hearing the music today of Nick Peters and his band, the Pilgrims of Stoke. You can see them Saturday, September 6th at the Alpaca Barn and Soundstage in Monterra. Now, where do you get your rhythm? Because you're not using drums on many of these, but you've got the tabla, you've got some other exotic melodies you're doing in there, almost an Indian style, right? Sure. But maybe not. Maybe it's John McLaughlin, a little progressive. You're playing off the beat. You're doing mixed time signatures on a lot of your stuff. Talk a little bit more about that.
I studied tabla myself under Tony Calife, who I can't say enough about. Tony and I are on tour all the time. We just finished a couple of tours this summer, and summer's still not over. So we study lots of time signatures. My other good partner and great songwriter, whose song you'll hear next, is Rob Morris. But the drummer that we're using exclusively on the first three albums is our old friend Celso Alberti, who's a Brazilian-trained rock, American rock drummer, and he's backed Steve Winwood. He's won Grammys with Erto, Flora Purim. Just a phenomenal guy, great drummer. We will pull him up live anytime the show is big enough. And I can't say enough also about his ability, not only as a drummer, but as a session musician. And he's a studio guy himself. So anybody looking for the greatest beats in the world and some of the smoothest sounds on hi-hat, check out Celso's work everywhere you can go.
Let's hear it now on Coastside Carousel. This is called Sunrise. It's Nick Peters, The Pilgrims of Stoke on KHMB. FM and AM 1710 is KHMB. your community, your voice on the radio with Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and we're listening to the eclectic sound of Nick Peters and Pilgrims of Stoke. Visit them on the Coastside Saturday, September 6th at the Alpaca Barn and Soundstage in Monterra. Nick, this 20 minutes shoots by really fast, and I just want to kind of wrap up by saying I love your music. I can't wait to see you. I will be in the Bay Area for that period of time, and hopefully Rich lets me sneak in through the side door so I can sit in the back. And he always says, quiet, Mike, quiet. Don't talk too loud, because the musicians, we're recording this for a live album. So it's going to be great. Slacktide Currents did a live album there, and it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, they're great.
Nick, thank you so much for joining us today on Coastside Carousel. We'll see you Saturday, September 6th at the Alpaca Barn and Soundstage in Monterra. And get your tickets on livecoastmusic.com. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you, Mike. Stay stoked, everybody.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.